There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hi everyone, Saint Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Roger. He didn't give me a topic, so wanted to cover a post I found on the Men's Rights Reddit. Someone posted his experience dating again, and here's what he has to say, and I quote, "I recently started dating again, focusing on my age range, the late millennial cohort of 25 to 35 year olds, in a major city. I've never been married, no kids, with a decent income. I've gone out with some outwardly cool, attractive women in this age range, both online and in real life. Perhaps I'm a hopeless romantic, but I'm dismayed by some of their behavior that I've seen, both from women that I've been talking to and from passively observing my friends' experiences. Here's a list of things that trouble me. Number 1. Women who talk to many men at the same time, where the unwitting participants are examined and compared by her friend group, then freak out when a dude cuts them off when he finds out they're talking to other men. Number 2, women who openly hang out one-on-one with past lovers when their partner is not around. Number 3, women who go to clubs and raves when their partner is not around. Clubbing isn't strictly a deal-breaker for me, but it requires some foundational trust in a relationship, and is generally something people refrain from doing if they respect their partner and the relationship. Number 4, twice women that I was serious with would ask if we were exclusive. Turns out they've been sleeping with other people, which is an automatic end of the line for me. Number 5, single mothers who pretend like they don't understand your trepidation about meeting or adopting your child, or why it's a mitigating factor in a relationship. Number 6, women who have spent a decade sleeping around and or divorced, and want commitment immediately. Also a generally high degree of promiscuity. I don't need a virgin or someone who's never loved anybody else, but I need you to at least not be sleeping with your immediate friend group or having random hookups while we're talking. Number 7, women who are aging out of the dating market and want commitment immediately. Number 8, women who have a lonely friends account who don't understand why this is a hard deal breaker for a lot of men, even if they stop doing it. Number 9, women who are standoffish when you are slow to respond, then become angry when you construe this as a lack of interest and stop reaching out to them. And finally, number 10, women who keep around male friends when the friendship consists of little more than him trying to sleep with her." Unquotes. This guy then goes on to say this, and I quote, "I'm negotiable on some of these points, but it requires a bond of trust. I also respect that older women are going to have lived experiences, but some of this stuff is blatantly disrespectful to prospective partners. For instance, I've always kept my dating to one person at a time. What really confuses me is that a lot of these women openly profess to want a permanent relationship, yet they delude themselves that they're getting closer to finding a man with these dating habits which typically offend or scare men off. Many of them also have a sense of urgency and try to pressure you for commitment, but are unwilling to budge on any undesirable behaviors to make you feel comfortable or take pride in the relationship. Many also want marriage, which for me is automatically off the table with some of these behaviors. Am I an old head, or can others relate to this as well? Do I just have terrible taste in women? Or have standards for behavior really fallen this far? I think traditional marriage is going to die as a social institution anyways at this rate, but this stuff seems to be worse than even a few years ago. I'd eventually like a permanent partner, but most of these women want you to compromise on a lot while expecting you as a man to bring more than ever to the table. It is no wonder the young men are dropping out of the dating market." Unquote. I love reading a MGTOW story on the Men's Rights subreddit, because they pretty much shut down almost all the MGTOW spaces out there, so that's where we have to go now. I'll cover these 10 reasons for declining female dating standards in a moment, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, The Chubby Gourmet. Chubby is a fellow MGTOW and has a YouTube channel where he travels all over the world to show you people's delicious recipes, as well as his own. Some of his dishes are simple to prepare and delicious, perfect for single males. We can now leave the washing of dishes for the females. My favorite video is called The Secret of Beautiful Breasts. No, not these breasts, but these ones. So what are you waiting for? Check out Chubby's YouTube channel in the description. Sponsor link is down below.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Anyways, now back to, are women getting worse or men just becoming more aware of how bad women were in the first place, Clown World Show? The guy that wrote these comments is wondering about if he's overreaching on some things and rightfully worried about others. I think that the high degree of promiscuity in women has always been there, or women wanted to sleep around, it's just that men haven't really seen these things before. We just didn't talk to one another before about such things before we had the internet to help us navigate the world of women. Also, women didn't have the internet to meet men outside their normal social circles. As for the 10 points, the first one is women talking to multiple men. Women have always had multiple suitors, it's just that they didn't sleep with them all the time. Other than that, it's nothing out of the ordinary. Number 2, women have always taken a chance to reconnect with an old boyfriend that just happens to be strolling through town. I remember seeing these same dramas playing out on television while I was growing up. Again, nothing out of the ordinary. Women kept an eye out on guys that dumped them in the past that they might want to get together with again in the future. Plus, it might be a good way to see if the guy that she dumped that still might have feelings for her is financially successful now, and then she might try and latch back onto him later. The third point is women going to clubs without their boyfriends. I let my girlfriends in the past go on vacation with their friends as well as clubbing, without me there. I didn't care. They gave me the exact same courtesy. I'm glad that the man writing this story pointed out that this is not a deal breaker for him. It's not a problem if you both agree to trust each other, which was pointed out. Number 4 is obviously not right. She's supposedly serious with you and wants your commitment, yet she's sleeping around with other men. That's slut behavior and she needs to be dumped. Plus she's risking giving everybody in the circle an STD. Number 5 is single mothers that don't understand that having kids means that they're now lower value in the sexual marketplace, and they need to stop pretending like they're equal to single women that have never had kids before. They also don't understand that men don't want to get cucked raising somebody else's brood, the way women get cucked raising cats, or the way Hollywood starlets get cucked raising African babies. I can't really speak on this one because I've never dated a single mother, nor have I ever had any interest in doing so. The issue can be avoided simply by staying away from them. They know that they're damaged goods, and you'll never be a priority next to her kid, so you need to just stop getting involved with them. Number 6 is women that have ridden the rooster roller coaster and are divorced, now demanding immediate commitment from their new guys. To be fair, women have always wanted quick commitment from high-value males. This is nothing new, and shouldn't be shocking to anybody. The same goes for number 7 with women that are aging out and want immediate commitments, because they're trying to lock down a quality man, and most likely also have baby rabies. Number 8 is something that wasn't around when I was a lot younger. Doing lonely friends for many guys is a deal breaker if she's doing it, because she's going to bring shame to you if people see you out and about with her and recognize her from her online thoughtery. They will laugh at you. Most men don't have the mental or emotional fortitude to handle this sort of shaming. Then you have women shaming men saying that they aren't a real man if they don't support a woman's lonely friends career. So on one side she's going to shame you, and on the other side if society finds out that you're with her and she's on Lonely Fans, society's going to shame you. Not everyone can be like Andrew Tate and be okay with his girlfriend removing her clothing online. For me, so long as I know for certain that she wouldn't be exposed to family and friends and wasn't banging somebody else on camera, I wouldn't really have an issue with it. In fact, I'd probably help her out as her digital pimp. Number 9 is women that get angry when you don't communicate enough with them. Women have always complained about men not calling them back. I remember back in the 1990s, this was a big deal. This is nothing new. They also don't really know what love is, so you need to show them that you love them instead of just telling them that you love them. If you don't show them, then they get anxiety and lose faith in the relationship. I finally understand what they meant when they said, show them instead of tell them. They can't really love you, but they want to be loved by you. Number 10 is also just common. This guy is complaining that women have guys hanging around that they talk to but they won't sleep with, i.e. male friends in the friend zone. That's just a woman putting beta male orbiters there for emotional support. These guys are usually harmless, and if you're sure yourself as a man, you can watch your woman flirt with these losers and know with absolute certainty that nothing will ever happen. At least that's always been my experience. My conclusion is that there isn't a decline in the standards of females men are willing to accept. It's just that men are starting to have high standards because we're increasingly understanding a woman's behavior, thanks in part to red pill content. We're giving each other the answers that we never knew were out there. And it's making many women look bad. Why do you think that women have always wanted to censor talk about female nature online? It's because they don't want men to know the truth about many of their terrible actions. Female standards haven't fallen, it's just that male understanding about women has gone up. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Roger for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that some women will smash 6 guys at the same time, yet they're demanding you give them your exclusivity and commitment. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that try and hide the truth about female nature away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.